Listed Radio. Good to have you with us. I'm always excited to be here. My name is Doug Owen, and I am your host. We don't have Craig Simpson with us today, the producer and co-host of the show. We'll talk about that coming up. Lots of stuff to get into that you can be part of. Interactive show. I'm under the weather because we've actually had some rain here in Texas, and I just don't think that my body's used to it. Along with rain comes mold, comes pollen, and so I am going to truck through this program drug-free, no ephedrine stimulants needed to do the show, but I do have a frog. But anyway, enough about me. Go to blacklistedradio.com. That's where we house the show. The different ways you can be part of it are there. We have an interactive chat room. You can call in telephonically, 800-313-9443. You can be part of the program that way. A lot to get into. I want to start the show just talking about some of the new conspiracy theories that have come out this week. You know, right around election, you always have this, in each and every election, at least for the last 15 years that I've been a part of the alternative media or monitoring and reading, you know, articles online, there's always this reoccurring theme that somehow or another George Bush or Barack Obama or Bill Clinton will ultimately become the president for another 4 years by hook or by crook, instituting a dictatorship. And I think it's interesting because this fear of the president being able to, you know, hold on and you know, what would that mean? What would that signal? So I've got some interesting stuff. Actually, one of our readers sent me this, and we're going to talk about the guy that's kind of propagating it. You might have heard of it. He says, I don't know who wrote this, but it's rather interesting and quite plausible. Can't happen in America. Think again. A very interesting tactic for sure. So anyway, the guy talks about having to go to a mechanic, talking with the service manager. Anyway, he basically says that if Hillary Clinton is elected president, that she will be indicted and that we'll have the neocon, Tim Kaine, who will not be able to become the vice president. So no one can assume the presidency. So we'll get Barack Obama for another 4 years. Scary premise. But there's also a pretty interesting character that has popped up who's become pretty popular, and that's Roger Stone. He's a political consultant, lobbyist, really what I would call a political operative, and he has a long resume of working in presidential campaigns and really being kind of the digging up dirt, the guy that's the dirty tactic person, the guy that you go to when you want to, you know, have some kind of event. And actually, he's become an analyst on the Alex Jones show as of late. And that according to his Wikipedia. Anyway, he's been a regular guest on conspiracy theorist Alex Jones' radio show. There's a citation there from Wikipedia. Stone helped arrange a Trump appearance on Jones' show in December of 2015. I did not hear the speech or the interview, rather, but I heard of it, during which Trump praised Jones as having an amazing reputation. Doesn't surprise me. Why? Because that's what Donald Trump does. He just says, you're a wonderful guy. You're beautiful. You're beautiful to me. Vote Trump 2016. That's kind of his mantra. Anyway, so when you see these, and now they're putting out this too, and it's not really something that I think is a big deal, but there just seems to be this continuous 4 year cycle of these kind of, or 8 year cycle when you have a presidency that runs 8 years. But yeah, I don't think that Barack Obama is going to be the president. I don't know if, you know, one of these wild, somewhat even plausible scenarios plays out. You know, most things don't live up to the hype, and I think that it would be bad for the optics of the United States being, in disarray, in a world where, you know, presidents leave. presidents are there for a short amount of time. People in the CIA, the deep state, are there forever. So, when I look at the coverage and people get so heated because the media is on a tirade to attack Donald Trump. And Donald Trump has made some faux pas in calling out the media and saying that they're, you know, propagating this, that they are pushing Hillary Clinton. And by all accounts, they absolutely are. I mean, there's just no there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It is 24/7, you know, scrutinizing comments that are off color or I just think when it comes to things that come out of Trump's mouth, it's not any more interesting than things that come out of any presidential candidate's mouth. Most of them are hyperbole. Most of their grand delusions or wants never come to fruition if it's not part of the overall agenda. It's very hard for a president to really have too much power over the establishment that is entrenched. But anyway, Roger Stone, he also helped Alex Jones kind of stage bomb the Young Turks. That was kind of theatrical, but that's what he's known for. Interesting that he's actually proposing something of the same kind of line of logic that, you know, several events will happen and thus leading us back to Obama or some other alternative. A really popular notion that's being pushed by the media and even the Bushes is that Trump is tanking the presidency to usher in Hillary Clinton, the neoconservative, the woman that has taken the donations this year from the Koch brothers. Where's the liberal media that loves to talk about global warming and all of that when it comes to, you know, taking money from the Kochs? Anyway, I mean, just the hypocrisy, and I understand that I'm not going to change a lot of people's minds when it comes to two-party politics. Most people have a love-hate relationship with the candidates. I hate both of them. I won't vote for either of them. I'm hypercritical of both of them. The only thing that I can say is that Hillary Clinton is probably more dangerous because she's so well connected, and she really is establishment. She is an operator. She is and has worked with the CIA and was instrumental over the last 15 years in U.S. interventionist policies. And I mean, she's boots on the ground. She does the tour. The question of whether or not she is fit for duty has arisen. Anyway, I mean, all the other things, her releasing her tax forms that show that she, you know, she has, I think it was $154 million that she raked in. Not shabby at all. But, you know, all the other money that they funneled into the Clinton Global Initiative, which is under investigation. Once again, I doubt anything will come out of it, but there's been some rifts between James Comey and Bill Clinton. It has become quite the show. Not much else has arisen. You know, Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch. All of these. I mean, it's just scandal after scandal. And you know, Trump's no better. He's, you know, aligning himself with just some of the worst people out there. Goldman Sachs executives, the people that, you know, that they can get it done. I mean, it's no different from Hillary. So, I mean, that's really where we come back to. But anyway, The Hill has now talked about this quote unquote conspiracy theory that Trump could well be a Manchurian candidate that is controlled by Hillary Clinton in a bid to rig the 2016 election. Not that they need any help, and not that they wouldn't blame it on the Russians. So there is all of that. We also have Jeb Bush now. Allegedly, he believes Donald Trump's campaign may be a conspiracy, that he was handpicked as well. So you have the Bushes now floating this idea, which has been a popular topic. We've had people call into the show and and mentioned this, that, you know, that they thought, and I've heard it on other call-in talk shows, people thinking that, you know, Trump is a Clinton operative. And yeah, I don't know what I think about that. I just, I think that regardless of whether or not he is an op, when it comes to the people she would have been running against, it would have been just as easy to have the Clinton machine run, you know, a huge scandalous campaign against Ted Cruz. Did he have sex with adulteresses? Interesting notion. We got a lot of whispers out there on the Beltway, but that originated from this Roger Stone character as well. So I find that interesting. A lot of psyops. Interesting thing that is well worth noting. Last week, we saw this interesting character at one of Clinton's speeches. It was none other than Orlando's gunman, the Orlando gunman's father, who attended the rally. And his name is Sadiq Mateen, Omar's father. But interesting that he had a very, very coveted position, TV position, behind Hillary Clinton, which has led people in the mainstream to speculate that he would have had to have been invited by the DNC. Of course, they're saying, no, he just was there. We disavow his support of the campaign. They kind of dawdled with that. But some of the optics of this, and it seems really, really weird. But, you know, those are notable political things that happened this week. More of the show, more of the theatrics. So one of the things that we do here on the show is that we have a completely corporate-free structure for support. People like the show. If they like the format, they like what we do, then they support us. And we actually got a $10 donation this week from Alexander Breeden, and I think it's worth mentioning here. The live show is a bit too amateurish, but the site works fine and is a refreshing alternative to corporate media disinformation. See the Corbett Report for an example of professional journalism. So, you know, I thought about this because one of the things that I try to do with this show is not make it a journalistic approach to covering information and analysis of world events, current events, and geopolitics. I like to work it into the show. It's definitely a focal point, something that I'm very interested in. I definitely keep my finger on the pulse of it, and it becomes part of this show. And I do want it to be informative, but I'm not a journalist. I'm a commentator. I commentate on things, social, cultural, political, geopolitical, parapolitical, and I have opinions, and this show is kind of a stream of conscience when it comes to the audience. I think it's interesting. So that said, and that's one of the ways that I wanted to do the show from the get-go. But just like many other aspects of talk radio or just about any kind of political discourse, if you're not on one side of the table, if you're not on one side of the fence, if you call out BS, corruption, hypocrisy, all of the things, the corruption on both sides of the plate, when you talk about Democrats and Republicans and some of the faux pas of you know, the free market versus controlled command economies that we see today, you really are not going to garner a huge amount of support for your show. You're just not, you know, because you're not playing team sports. I think and with this show, it goes beyond that to another niche, whereas that it's really for people that are like all of you, very politically aware and already probably more attuned to some of the things that are happening in the world than even I am. and the people that want the James Corbett style professional journalism. And James Corbett is awesome. That's why I mentioned this, and the only reason I brought it to the show for the most part, because this was a donation for Blacklisted News, but it was the one donation that we got this week. But it always intrigues me to try to figure out what other people enjoy, because really the part of this show that I enjoy most is trying to, you know, connect with other people like myself and model a show, bring you a show that is one that I would listen to. You know, in that said, what is that? Something that I find interesting and informative, but not over the top with a fear agenda and kind of looking at things more broadly. Rather than just, you know, focusing on a microcosmic issue over and over again, which is what some people do. So anyway, Alex, you know, I take that as constructive criticism. It's one of the things that has intrigued me. Most of the correspondence that we get about the show is that we should take less callers and that we should do more analysis. So, you know, I don't know if we're preaching to the choir, because I'm not sure exactly who the choir is, but that's what kind of makes it fun, because every once in a while we get something like a donation and or you know, a note from people that do appreciate it and do listen to it. I do want to mention that Craig Simpson is no longer the co-host and producer of Blacklisted Radio. It was short-lived, but Craig is, I think he's like a lot of people. For those that don't know, I'll bore you for a moment before we get back to analysis in some of the current events and other things that are going on in the world. You know, I ran a radio station for 5 years called Oracle Broadcasting, built the infrastructure, paid for the development, had at one point, I think, 30 hosts on the network at the apex. Spent a lot of time kind of pioneering some of that technology, some of the interfaces, some of the stuff that Ken knows all about working there behind the glass. And it was really, really hard, I think, going through the Ron Paul revolution and watching so many people put so much energy into the political spin and this ideology that we could take back Washington and then see it all kind of, you know, dissipate. Very similar to what I think you're seeing with the Democrats, though they're doing the best they can to kind of temper that. Because they control a lot of the media, you're not seeing the angst of the Bernie supporters. But you have these cycles. And it is, I think for a lot of people, it is kind of a make or break. That's what happened to a lot of people that did shows on the network, whether it was you know, the Ron Paul or December 31st, 2012, there's mile markers where people just get fed up. And it's very hard to be a person that can, you know, constantly focus on the things that are happening in the world and not let it drive you absolutely crazy to the point that you don't want to do it anymore. So anyway, Craig has... he has other interests. I won't mention them. Personal interests and things that he has going on in his life that he wants to take care of, and realize that, you know, the news sucks. Talking about Trump, talking about, you know, the perception managed masses, it wears on you. It's kind of boring. And it is hard to kind of walk that line. I think that's what I've been pretty successful at doing. Anyway, huge story. Smoking gun on the Dallas FBI op. Remember the Muhammad drawings, the cartoon characters created by Pamela Geller? We'll talk about that on the other side. It's Blacklisted Radio.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's Blacklisted Radio. Just me, Doug Owen, man overboard, Craig Simpson. He is chasing down psychedelic honey in the wilderness with a new love interest, and he's rewilding. And he came to me today, and I felt kind of like I was broken up with. I said, dude, I just can't do the show. Driving me nuts. I hate looking at news, and the only news I look at is the stuff that you give me before the show, and just have other interests. And I find that, it's a good thing. I love this show. I love the people that listen to it. I love the people there in the chat room that have been there for going on 10 years, some of you. And I haven't lost the love and feeling for doing this show. I still find the world to be the most interesting place in time right now here on planet Earth. Can't get enough of it into the show, but I did want to mention this. So we had the Orlando shooter's dad at the Hillary event, and then we had this huge revelation that was completely drowned out by mainstream media. The FBI had undercover agents at the scene of the Draw Muhammad shooting in Texas. Pamela Geller, who's another Israeli operative, that has, I think, made her way to the Alex Jones show and other definitely right-wing talk circles, has been criticized heavily by the MSNBC and liberal media for instigating the violence, and took some of the blame. But anyway, if you don't remember, we had some violence in Dallas just about a year ago at this Muhammad drawing. Well, anyway, not probably shocking to most of you, there was an FBI terror operator that was working with one of the men that was part of this, who fired assault rifles at people who gathered there, Elton Simpson. He was, quote, urged to, quote unquote, tear up Texas by an undercover FBI agent. The Intercept and the Washington Times both have pieces out about that that we snipped at blacklistednews.com. Pretty interesting, isn't it? You never know. You never know which one of these guys might have been a big time Democrat. Of course, you know, people will get into that left right discussion. I hate the whole, he visited a website one time, so he may have been a conspiracy theorist. He was a 9/11 truther. I think it's ridiculous to take a look at somebody's browser history and try to identify what it is inside of them that makes them want to do things. But there's two things that really affect that, and that is psychotropic drugs, which are never talked about, and the mass media. Actually, a pretty interesting piece came out of the medical world about how mass media is driving. It's the number one driver in these mass shootings. Now, of course, it doesn't really talk about the drugs, the antidepressants and other chemicals that these people are on, and the fact that in many of these cases, they are being rooted on. And there have been reports that the weapons themselves were supplied by the FBI, although I couldn't really dig far enough to prove that proof positive. There have been allegations by the media, by the AP and others. Garland, Texas, she organized this first annual Muhammad art exhibit in contest, and thinking that she's probably an operator, or at least being played by some, this was probably all state sanctioned. Not just the shooters themselves, but the event itself was a honeypot, was a way to create more strife between, you know, the average citizens in the Muslim community, and trying to infuriate and create more homegrown terror. Things like this, apparently, by all scientists, peer-reviewed papers say that these kind of, you know, instances just fuel more terror. So the more people that you find in these FBI honeypots, low IQ folks that they get to, push a few buttons on a cell phone thinking it's going to blow something up. Those instances themselves are creating more terror. Kind of weird, right? All right, back in a moment with more. It's Blacklisted Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Welcome back. It's Blacklisted Radio. Crazy world. If you watched what's happened in Louisiana over the last few days, National Guard's dropping in, airdropping food, almost a crisis, probably to some of these people, very similar to Hurricane Katrina. We got some rain here where I live locally. We were happy about that. So shows you the balance, I guess, or the winners and losers in this weather cycle. Interesting enough, we're going to talk about chemtrails later, but we have riots in Milwaukee. If you haven't been paying attention, another shooting of a, in this case, armed assailant has sparked protests in Milwaukee. Interesting piece from Chris Minahan at Information Liberation showing this video. And I was actually trying to play the clip here, but it looks like the Vine getting no the Flash is not liking this thing. I'll refresh it here. Of course, you have a situation where people are distraught, upset. They're basically in survival mode, and they've been promised a lot of things. The clip here that I was going to play was basically of these people attacking Whitey. You know, if they're white, go after them. I would say, by definition, hate crimes against white people. And they interviewed this gentleman who is out there. He's angered. and they ask him, you know, what do you think has led to this? Because this is, you know, a shooting of an armed felon that was trying to evade police, had a handgun on him. You know, whether or not it was right for the police to shoot, you know, I really don't feel sympathy for people that are, you know, convicted criminals evading police with handguns. Sometimes things don't work out in your favor when you do that. So I'm not a big fan of that. I'm not a big fan of police shooting people or raiding their house. I mean, I put up story after story of little old ladies having their dogs killed and police doing a bunch of horrific things to people. There was a gentleman in, I want to say, Virginia. He had 4 pot plants. He's 80-some years old, and they had 5 different government agencies come and go and, you know, treat this guy like he's, you know, harming children, like he's getting kids addicted and he's killing the world. So I'm hypercritical on police, but when it comes to things like this, it's just like, this man speaks to the real issue here, and that is the economy. That is the state of education for a lot of these people that feel destitute and are, you know, hoping for more. And he basically said, and I paraphrase, you know, the rich people need to give us more money. That's the problem. The rich, the white, the affluent aren't giving money to the poor people in places like Milwaukee. And, you know, ultimately, I think that's just, you know, a notion from somebody's viewpoint that it has lived probably in systemic poverty for a lot of years, and that's why they're really rioting. People are poverty. They don't feel that they're getting a fair shake. They're getting a lot of promises. You know, we're gonna a war on the poor, and that is not being fulfilled. So that's the worst thing in the world. You know, get people addicted to living off the state, and then retracting that money and leaving them destitute. You know, that's going to create problems, and that's what I think you really see here. More so, though, than the violence as a response to police action or inaction. It's more about being poor. So that has popped up. The National Guard is there in Milwaukee. And most of this stems out of the drug war. A lot of you have probably noted the DEA. There was a lot of anticipation, a lot of hope that they would reschedule cannabis, marijuana as a Schedule II drug, saying that they, you know, basically see some legitimacy to it, and in not Schedule I, where that has no medical benefit whatsoever. They did, however, lift the ban on the 48-year monopoly on federally legal marijuana. So they have changed some things. They are now allowing for medical research, which is good. I guess it's a step in the right direction. But basically, I mean, it just shows you how much of a crony state the DEA people are in. Just kowtowing to the medical monopoly, saying that there's no medicinal value whatsoever to cannabis, either says, A, you're completely corrupt, and most of you think that, and so do I, or B, that you are just that inept, you're that out of control, you have no idea what's really happening. And when I think about that, I think about, you know, Hillary Clinton's foreign policy, how out of control it is to think that, you know, you're going to bomb people into loving us and that you're going to be able to, you know, sustain these long, lawless and illegal wars. And at some point that will, you know, jump past the apex. We'll get into a place where we have, you know, modern democratic society, spending U.S. notes, all of that stuff. You know, I guess it's one of those scenarios where they believe you gotta break a lot of eggs to make the omelet. Anyway, saw this too, and it just kind of adds a cherry on the topping of this DA decision. Anti-drug senator's office manager arrested for importing meth and date rape drug from China. Busted. I think recently John McCain, one of his upper staffers, was busted for selling crystal methamphetamines. Well, this kind of brings us to the next war. It's been going on, been covering for a long time, and that's the war on food, the war on freedom, the war on small gray economy business. This is near and dear to my heart. This is a personal interest story. A warrant issued for mother's arrest for selling homemade tamales to her neighbors. Before I get into this, one of the few ways my wife's grandmother was able to sustain her living expenses was doing just this. She made amazing tamales. For all of you around the world outside of the Tex-Mex region or of Hispanic descent, they probably have them in Arizona and California too, I'm sure. But it's a tamale. It's a very interesting corn-rolled piece of meat, and they have this stuff called masa. Anyway, if you get a good tamale, it's delicious. If you get a bad tamale, it's not a good tamale. And they're not like candies. Those are hot tamales, and those are made by injecting high fructose corn syrup into some kind of gelatin. We don't know what those are, really. So anyway, Carlton, Texas, just north of me, in modern-day police state, USA, exchanging goods and services is a crime unless the state gets their cut. This according to three Free Thought Project, and I agree. So even though the Carrollton mother was stunned to find a warrant issued for her arrest for selling tamales to her neighbors, it was to be expected. Yeah, unfortunately, this week, Denise Cruz was shocked to receive a yellow postcard from the city of Carrollton stating that if she didn't immediately submit to their extortion demands, then she would be kidnapped and locked in a cage. That has to be wrong. I don't have any tickets under my name. She thought that was her first reaction. It goes on to say that, well, somebody tipped off the police that you didn't have a license to be selling those tamales to your neighbors. Well, you know, people in the restaurant business, I guess some of you might argue, well, you're providing the service and la, la, la. This is, I mean, I could see them going after churches for their bake sales. You know, can't have kids selling cupcakes. So the modern day police state where people, you know, they just, people just trying to get by become criminalized. You know, people that are in Milwaukee just trying to get by, selling a joint to one of their buddies, trying to turn a dollar or turn 15 cents into a dollar is one of those rap songs used to say. Those people are just trying to make a buck and survive. Same thing here. Trying to make a few extra bucks selling some tamales to your neighbors. Boom. Police state there. Can't have that. Can't have entrepreneurs. You got to have a license. You know, there's a time in this country when we had economic booms where people could come to the United States and they called this the land of opportunity. You could just grab yourself a car and call it a taxi and you would make some money. You look at how Uber regulated Uber has become. All these systems, because it's all for your safety, for your safety. Now, if there was a complaint, she killed somebody, if somebody died or got sick, there was something that, you know, you thought that she was intentionally poisoning people, yeah, then you tell the police. We also have the war on milk. Texas sheriffs raid raw milk exchanges in Real County. Food from a cow, or real country food from a cow, is now illegal. See, I get used to reading all this stuff from the South, and I'm like, Real. Oh, no, it's real. Buying milk is about as close to nature as it gets, directly from the cow. It's still a punishable offense in many areas of the U.S., and residents of Houston, Texas suburb Katy were reminded of this recently after being paid a visit by police officers for the crime of buying and selling raw dairy products on private property. According to reports, county health inspectors in cahoots with the police entourage raided a milk exchange taking place in the parking lot of Holy Apostle Apostles Church, a drop-off point where area residents come to pick up raw milk they've legally purchased from nearby farms. If you ever have a chance, go to a Dungeness farm. It's amazing. The cheese. And if anything else, I mean, you get a real idea of what it is. You know, you always hear people say, I don't want to know how the sausage is made. You should know how the sausage is made. You should relish that. Anyway, raw milk. I won't drink it, but I wouldn't mind buying raw milk in the exchange program and then pan searing it, flashing it in a pan. I'd be okay with that. But that's my personal preference. Not that, you know, I mean, you'd probably be just fine drinking raw milk, but you should be able to have that option to, okay, if I'm going to get it, I'm so worried about disease and pus and all the other things that you get in regular hormone, you know, bored in milk or at your grocery store, the bottom of the barrel. I mean, the levels of pus that are allowable is just amazing. How much of that's actually, you know, I don't want to gross you out, but a lot of it's not milk. So, this is a great commodity, a great thing that people can do, farmers out there. Wouldn't you want to taste other people's milk? If you produced milk, you know, how else would you taste it? You know, you have wine tastings, beer tastings. With coffee, they have cuppings. Why wouldn't people that produce raw milk want to taste other people's raw milk if it's not going to kill them? Makes no sense to me. And another related story, the CEO of this company, Soylent, we talked about it on the show. He has like this drink that's kind of, you know, ironically named after Soylent Green. We all remember Charlton Heston. It's made of people. Yeah. So he made this product that people can drink. Vice actually did a documentary of this guy that lived off the Soylent product. I don't know if you want to or not, but the idea is that you could, and it's probably a pretty sustainable thing if you're, you know, living off the grid to be able to have that kind of liquid nourishment. So he's done real well with it. So anyway, his name's Ron Reinhart. He is the developer of the magical milkshake known as Soylent. He's been criminally charged for attempting to build an off-the-grid experiment in sustainable living without obtaining city permits. He could face up to 2 years in prison and $4,000 in fines. Reinhart bought an 8,400 square foot plot of land on a flat hilltop overlooking the city and placed a shipping container on it, planning to create a minimalist dwelling with solar panels, septic tank, and gray water recycling. However, anytime someone wants to live detached from the government regulated grid and associated fees, it draws attention to the authorities. They don't like this idea that you go out there and you rewild yourself. You just say, hey, I can build a house here and I can compost my own poop. I think that the city's concern always is that, well, if you let them do it, then other people that could be just squatters that are creating like an actual, you know, biohazard. If you live in the South, you've probably seen a trailer house that just has pipes coming out of the bottom of it that are not attached to anything. You have some people that don't pay their bills. They're in a huge bad way, and they're just, you know, they're living in a domicile, probably on drugs usually. I think of, you know, a train spotting situation where you have a bunch of heroin addicts in a house that has no running water, and they're just crapping in the toilet to the point where, you know, it's overflowing. I think that that's the city's vision of this, but it's also the power play that people who are going out there and saying, hey, I don't need all of your systems. We can have our own and I can live a different way off of your system, not paying you revenue, that challenges and threatens that monopoly. You know, just like the medical monopoly when it comes to cannabis, local city and government monopoly. You know, governments have to have a reason to exist. Another fine example of this that I thought was worth mentioning. These are the real travesties. These are the real things people should be talking about. Wyoming is now claiming that it owns the wind. You remember that movie Spaceballs? It's an 80s classic with John Candy and Rick Moranis, and it's a parody of Star Wars. But in the future, oxygen's a high commodity on the Druid planet, and so they buy cans of air. Now, if you go into Colorado, they do have oxygen bars, and you can buy actual bottles or cans, rather, of oxygen, which, you know, I guess it only makes sense. If there's a lack of it there, people are going to want it, and oxygen is good for your brain. Anyway, so that's the first thing I thought of. Shortly after it was realized the potential for wind energy creation in Wyoming, renewable energy companies began constructing turbines on private property and then selling the clean power they generated to residents. Seems like a good idea. Well, the government said, you're going to have to pay us $1 per megawatt, regardless of whether or not you're using our transmission systems. We own the wind. Pretty profound. All right, quick break, and we'll wrap it up on the other side. Still more to come with Blacklisted Radio.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back to the final segment. Chemtrails. You know, it's something that's kind of a taboo topic even within the alternative media. Some people hate the fact that you mention it. It's kind of in that woo-woo category. But at the same time, we do know that the government has militarized, aerosolized campaigns to, well, just recently in Miami, spray that, what was it, Naltech? Nalid? Nalit? That phosphate all over this portion of Miami to to rid it of alleged Zika. The apple moth in California a few years ago, people got really sick. Big aerosolized spraying campaign. So when we talk about chemtrails, I think that there's a nuanced difference. Anyway, between some of the things that are very well known when it comes to atmospheric engineering, seeding clouds. Cloud seeding has been going on for well over 50 years now. Farmers have been doing it. So there's a lot of levels. It's not, this is how they've couched this discussion. Peer-reviewed study now coming out from atmospheric experts. They were so upset that people talked about chemtrails, the chemtrail conspiracies bothered them so much that they actually put together a large paper saying that chemtrails are not real from it. It's well understood physical and chemical processes can easily explain the alleged evidence of secret large-scale atmospheric spraying program, commonly referred to as chemtrails or covert geoengineering. Survey of the world's leading atmospheric scientists categorically reject the existence of such a secret spying program. Now, if there was such a secret spying program, they would probably be paying these experts and many of these guys probably live off of government grants and other tributes from the state to research at universities across the country. You know, welcome to the world where we have napalm. Yeah, it was created at Berkeley. Yeah, I could go on and on and on about different weapons and all the biological weapons labs that we have. Have one right down the road from me at UT. Had one at Texas A&M. They leaked some pertussis, something bad. Shouldn't have been leaked. So it raises a lot of, you know, truly scary questions about what happens and lab security and all of that. But when it comes to chemtrails, I think that it's interesting that they felt that it was so necessary to try to reject this. And when you look at that, there's so much evidence of government requests, RFIs, bids for these type of aerosolized campaigns. So there are those people out there that believe that everything's a chemtrail and that they're using it to control the thoughts, you know, and kind of more out there thinking, you know, same thing kind of like with HARP, that it controls everybody's emotions and has brainwashed us and turning us to watch MSNBC, Fox, CNN and the like. And I wouldn't quite go that far, but there are plenty of examples of the U.S. government weaponizing. Zika mosquito was one that was introduced to research trials looking for different biological weapons during the development of those weapons, primarily during World War I and World War II. All right, guys. Fun as always. I hope you learned something. I know I did. Thanks for the support. You can, of course, go to blacklistedradio.com throughout the week. I'll be there. Text me anytime you want, 512-222-3067. Take care. We'll see you next week.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.